It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Days after Kelly Ripa bashed the Bachelor franchise, this season's Bachelorette Hannah Brown appeared on Live with Kelly and Ryan. Kelly Ripa publicly revealed her disgust for the Bachelor franchise, calling it disgusting. And the Bachelor creator Mike Fleiss and host Chris Harrison responded to news stories regarding her comments on Twitter, saying, "Easy, Kelly Ripa, the Bachelor franchise pays your salary."
"I am very against women fighting over a guy. I don't believe in it. I think it's weird and sets us back."
"Yeah, being a part of the show, it's not women fighting against each other. Really, some of my best friends came from the show and were really supportive. And ultimately, it was one of the most empowering things I ever have done, because I had to push myself and grow as an individual. And I did. And I think that's why I decided that I wanted to be the Bachelorette."
Grey's Anatomy star Ellen Pompeo, who is also on the ABC network, did not like Mike Fleiss's comments and clapped back. She said, "Okay, Fleissmeister," that's his Twitter handle, "that's some handle, bro. Your show does not pay Kelly Ripa's salary. Also, we don't attack successful women on our network, and men certainly cannot take credit for their success. Don't get me started on your show, because I'm a savage. Hashtag Bachelor so white." Some of the Game of Thrones fans are not happy with the way that the highly anticipated Season 8 is shaping out, so much so that they've created a petition to have it rewritten. More than 500,000 fans have signed the petition to have competent writers rewrite Season 8. The finale airs on Sunday, and Game of Thrones fans are also going to have the option to get counseling following the series finale.
Thank you. Finally, somebody will listen.
Counselors on the site Bark.com will be available on Monday to talk with fans about how to deal with the show and its ending. All of the counselors will be familiar with the show, and fans can book a 30-minute or even 60-minute session for $25 to $50, depending on the length.
I'm going to need that 60.
Jessica Alba was asked what her son's first word was.
"Dada."
"Yeah!
Dada. Daddy."
"Oh, really?
Dada."
"Oh, really?
I mean, literally, everything is dada, daddy. Dada." "No matter what is happening."
This is your first boy.
This is my first boy, so I really just felt like he was going to be, like, into me.
Yeah, nothing.
Not so much.
I can't wait, Alex, if Lindsay and I ever have kids, whether they're, we conceive or we adopt one day when we try. I'm going to have more alone time than her with the kid.
Why, because of your job?
Yeah, I'm home between, like, 11 and 12 most days. It's going to be dada.
Oh, you would make it a competition.
Oh, it would, and I would win.
The original Spice Bus from the 1997 movie Spice World is now on Airbnb. The bus will be located in the Wembley Park area of London and will be available to book for June 14th and 15th for about $127 a night. It features pink Union Jack cinema chairs below a Girl Power neon light installation and is fully stocked with vintage 90s magazines and CDs. The bus is helping promote the highly anticipated Spice Girls tour stop in Wembley Stadium. That is genius marketing, by the way. Coming up in less than an hour, Kanye West talked about being bipolar.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.